845-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
There was a young black preacher by the name of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who joined a coalition of black leaders such as A. Philip Randolph and others, praise God, who pushed for the passage of the Civil Rights Law and the Voting Rights Act that would give us freedom in the eyes of the law. Dr. King pushed very hard, pointing to the day where we would be free at last. And in 1964 and 1965, the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act were both passed respectfully. And although we can go where we want to go, and although we can vote, praise God, the way we want to vote, praise God, this too was not a freedom that lasts.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, we saw some of that at the result of the last presidential election that we had. Every maneuver, everything that they tried to do, praise God, to suppress your vote and my vote. Praise God, even though the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act have already been passed, they were trying to do everything to suppress our vote. I'm trying to tell us, amen, that that was a short-lived freedom that we have, but it was not a freedom that lasts. You see, I have given you a very brief look at the past condition of our struggle. But you want to know something? As I look at our present condition, oh yeah, some people gonna get mad with me, but that's all right. When I look at our present condition, praise God, I am reminded of a generation that believed that the struggle has ended and we are truly free. Yeah, however, the truth is that we have been exposed to moments of freedom. Yeah, but our history has proven that none of our experiences have given us a freedom that lasts. You see, when I see young men, amen, black men, walking around with their pants dragging the ground and their underwear exposed, I know that we are not free. You see, when I see young black women with their body parts exposed, ears, nose, eyes, lips pierced from top to bottom, and allowing men, praise God, to call them everything but a child of God, I know that we are not free. When I see and when I pick up the newspaper and I see folks my color shooting each other down in the streets like dogs, I know that we are not free. Amen. We cannot sit here or stand here and talk about Black Lives Matter, which they do, praise God, and we continue to kill one another. I got to say it. We continue to kill one another like a bunch of flies. I know that we are not free. You see, we live in a society where we strip everything pertaining to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob from our public facilities. I know that we are not free. So we must know our present and our past condition. But finally, as I get ready to close here, I have looked at our quest to be free at last. I said that we must know the truth. We must know our past and present condition. But finally, and as I get ready to go to my seat, pray God, we must know, cut it down to Philippians, the true source of freedom. Look what verse 36 says. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You see, today there is only one hope for a freedom that is truly free. And that hope is in Jesus. True and lasting freedom can come only when we turn to Jesus. You see, sin enslaves, but Jesus makes us free. Look what Paul writes to the church at Rome. Romans chapter 6, verse 18, being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. Let me see the hands of those in the house today who wants to be the servants of righteousness. There is such a thing called righteousness. Amen. You see, we can all get there when we allow Jesus to reign in our life. When we allow Jesus to reign supreme in our life as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Paul, writing to the Philippian church, says these words at Philippians 2:10. He says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and things of heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue, that means my tongue, that means your tongue, that means, praise God, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. You see, he will bring freedom that lasts. So if you are looking for a freedom that's going to last you, get tied up, praise God, get wrapped up, get tangled up in Jesus. Because that's one thing that I've learned over these years. Praise God, that material things can't give me freedom. I've learned, praise God, that fame can't give me freedom. Young folk, I'm trying to hip you to something. Praise God, you can sell all the dope that you want. You can have all of the women that you want. But that is not going to give you freedom that's going to last. Because if the truth is told, when you have all that money, when you have all of them honeys, praise God, you are more in bondage than what you ever thought you would be. So what am I trying to say? If you want to get wrapped up, you want to get tied up, you want to get tangled up, I know a man like the woman this morning at the well. She said, come and see a man who has told me everything that I have ever done. And you want to know who the man is? His name is Jesus. I never forget when Jesus first came upon his earthly ministry. Penned these words, Luke write these words. And Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Don't you know they were talking about me? Because at one time I was poor. Not only that, he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. If you got a broken heart today, regardless of what your heart is broke for, I know a man who can take care of that. But not only that, he preached deliverance to the captive. How many of y'all were captive at one time? I cannot speak for you, but I can sure enough speak for me, because there was a time in my life that I was held captive. Hallelujah to Satan and his tricks. But not only said that, he said, and recovering of the sight to the blind. He didn't do that by no eyeglasses. He didn't do that by what pair of glass I will. He opened my eyes to who he was. And I'm so glad that today I know him as my Savior. Not only the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty. Praise God, that word liberty just mean that he freed me from all, praise God, for the things that bruise me. Sin bruise you. The consequences of sin tears you up. When you sin, if you're a child of God, my God, there's a man standing on your shoulder, whispering into your ear, let you know, praise God, that what you did is not right, that what you're doing is not right. And if that doesn't torment you, man, you better go back and check yourself out. Praise God, he not only said to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Don't you know that this year is the acceptable year of the Lord? Because that's one thing that I've learned over these years. Praise God, that material things can't give me freedom. I've learned, praise God, that fame can't give me freedom. Young folk, I'm trying to hip you to something. Praise God, you can sell all the dope that you want. You can have all of the women that you want. But that is not going to give you freedom that's going to last. Because if the truth is told, when you have all that money, when you have all of them honeys, praise God, you are more in bondage than what you ever thought you would be. So what am I trying to say? If you want to get wrapped up, you want to get tied up, you want to get tangled up, I know a man like the woman this morning said, come, come and see a man who has told me everything that I have ever done. And you want to know who the man is? His name is Jesus. I never forget when Jesus first came upon his earthly ministry. Pen these words, Luke write these words at Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Don't you know they were talking about me? Because at one time I was poor. Not only that, he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. If you got a broken heart today, regardless of what your heart is broke for, I know a man who can take care of that. But not only that, he preached deliverance to the captive. How many of y'all were captive at one time? Hey, hey. I cannot speak for you, but I can sure enough speak for me, because there was a time in my life that I was held captive. Hallelujah to Satan and his tricks. But not only said that, he said, and recovering of the sight to the blind. He didn't do that by no eyeglasses. He didn't do that by what pair of glass I will. He opened my eyes to who he was. And I'm so glad that today I know him as my Savior. Not only the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty. Praise God, that word liberty just mean that he freed me from all, praise God, for the things that bruise me. Sin bruise you. The consequences of sin tears you up. When you sin, if you're a child of God, my God, there's a man standing on your shoulder, whispering into your ear, letting you know, praise God, that what you did is not right, that what you're doing is not right. And if that doesn't torment you, man, you better go back and check yourself out. Praise God, he not only said to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Don't you know that this year is the acceptable year of the Lord? And I'm so glad, praise God, that he gave me my freedom. You see, to secure freedom for us to vote, to secure freedom for us to go in places, to secure freedom for us to ride on the bus, whether it's the back or the front. Praise God, it took a lot of men. Praise God, some died, some got whipped, some were in prison to just get those freedom. But praise God, to get the freedom that lasts. I'm talking about eternal life. It took one man to walk up a hill called Calvary. It took one man to be whipped all night long. It took one man to have a crown of thorns thrust upon his head. It took one man to have be pierced in his side. It took one man to have nails driven through his hands and feet. It took one man to go down in the grave and stay there 3 days and 3 nights. It took one man. Hey, one Sunday morning about 2,000 years ago, to get up out of that grave and declare, I got all power. I got all power. I got all power in my hand. Hallelujah. And if you don't know the man, if you don't know that man, if you don't know that man, I'd like to introduce you to that man today. There was a song, you know, when we're going through stuff, we try to use every means to get out of it. Try to use our money. Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. The lady that had an issue of blood, she went to every doctor she could. Spent everything that she could. Praise God, and guess what? Her condition got worse. Amen. Amen. It got worse. And that's the way we are. Praise God. Can I tell you somebody who you can go see? When things are going bad. There's a song that we used to sing. When you tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. All I'm trying to tell you, he's standing there with his arms wide open. Praise God, asking you to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I alone will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to introduce you to that man. If you want a freedom that's going to last, come to Jesus. Amen. Come to Jesus. When everything is failed, when you have tried everything, everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll never fail you. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Amen. So if you're here today, see, I often tell folks all I can do is just ask. Because if you look at the signs of time, time in this dispensation is wrapping up. And if I was a person today, I wouldn't concern myself with being a Republican or a Democrat, with being a liberal or a conservative. I would want my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he's good. He's good. He's good. Can I tell y'all he's good? He's good. He's good. He's good. The psalmist wrote, say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, I want you to come to see him if you don't know him. I'm going to give you an opportunity today. That song just simply says, come to Jesus while you have time. I'm trying to say that because I just learned today that there were two people killed last night, if I'm not mistaken. What am I trying to say? We don't know what corner that we are going to turn, and we may not be here. Jesus, why So you have time now because the blood is running warm in your veins. Oh, come unto Jesus. Oh, while you have time. Those of you in Facebook land, you can come to him. Come unto Jesus. Why don't you lay your mind? He will make your life brand new. And I know that one. Oh, he will.
Have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.